Let's talk on the step down, the point on hard facts where we start to cool things down, get you ready for game on. We move away from current affairs, we get a bit more personal. And I have another interesting case. I got it on Twitter. It's about someone who made an off-color joke with somebody they had problems with, and then reality imitated the joke. The tweet says, quote, "So there's this gist going on in my area. A woman was preparing for her baby shower last week. Sister-in-law jokingly said, 'You're not even sure you'll make it out alive, and you're busy throwing party.' Wife went into labor yesterday and didn't make it. Wife's family are insisting that sister-in-law knows what happened to their child, since they were not even best of friends while she was alive. Sister-in-law is swearing that what she said was just a joke, as she did not mean it. Now everyone is blaming her, and everyone is saying that she knows something." End quote. Omo si wahala. Have you ever witnessed something like this? Have you witnessed a situation like this where someone jokes about a calamity or seems to predict the calamity, and then it happens? Especially someone who isn't on great terms with the victim. Have you witnessed a situation like this? Now, depending on your belief system, this thing that happened with this woman is either a coincidence or it's a confirmation. But I want to know where you stand on things like this. And do you think that there are lessons here? What lessons can we draw from this story, if there are any lessons? Is there a lesson about being careful about how we talk to people, or about people, especially people we're not close to? I don't know. There's that sound that plays on this station where a woman talks about meeting someone and telling them, you've added weight too. And she's like, that's not an appropriate thing to say. But you know, here in Nigeria, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of situations where people say very uncomfortable things with over familiarity. When the relationship don't even reach like that, it will never reach for that one. You understand? Was that what happened here? Or do you think that this was something more spiritual? Because the woman's family are not taking it easy. They've arrested the sister-in-law. They are dragging this thing because their daughter is dead. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I've got Abiodun on the line. Oh, Abiodun is not here anymore. So let me come back to Nigeria. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Osage. I'm calling from Odojoro.
Osage, was this a coincidence or confirmation?
Well, in a situation like this, I witnessed such thing before, but unfortunately for that one, the person did not die.
Okay.
But we have to be very careful. In letting we should learn from this, we have to be very careful what we say with our mouth. Because you might say it, you might not mean it, but people around, don't somebody that is around that will act on that way.
That will act on it.
We have to be very careful.
Okay.
Okay. But what you say, what you are calling, you might the system might have said it jokingly, but somebody might use it to act on it. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah. So my guy says the sister may have said it jokingly, but someone can hear something like that and act on it. Okay. Abiodun is here. Hi, Abiodun.
How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm very well. Where are you joining from?
I'm actually calling from Canada.
Okay. Do you think this is confirmation or coincidence?
Well, I think it depends. But the reason why I actually called was hearing this topic, it's home, because my mom was actually in such a situation.
Oh.
I'm from a polygamous home.
Okay.
And the second wife and my mom were not best of friends.
Okay.
So, the second wife already had two kids.
Okay.
And she was pregnant.
Okay.
At the time, they were having issues between themselves, and we kids, we love each other anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the fact that we are half brothers, mm-hmm. we do things in common.
Okay.
So at that point, my mom was like, they were like trying to settle the issue between them, and she made a comment that, there's no issue. She's going to even help her raise a child or her children.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she went into labor. And we lost her.
The second wife?
So, yeah, the second wife, she died.
Oh, no. Oh.
So, our relatives were now like, oh, my mom made a statement. I know my mom, she's the type that, you know, there are some people who, they do things before they think about it.
They speak without thinking.
She's very spontaneous.
Okay.
Exactly. She's very spontaneous.
Okay.
At the end of the day, that day, even remembering it now, I'm having goosebumps because she nearly died that day. The relatives came and they beat her up.
Oh, no.
She had to jump first.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it was a messy thing, but thank God she's still alive today. And myself and the other two kids, we are best of friends. They are boys, and I'm a boy too. So it hits home. But there are times that there are some people, they mean what they say, but a whole lot of people don't actually mean what they say. I'm not saying my mom is a saint, but I know she didn't kill nobody. Because she was of the opinion that if there's anything they want to do, like a ritual they can do to like prove her innocence.
Prove her innocence. She was ready to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was listening and I just remembered and I said, okay,
you have to call and share. Well, Abiodun, thank you very much for calling and sharing. Now, has your mother become a bit more circumspect about what she says, or is she still very talk without thinking?
I think she's not wise about what she says.
About
because I'm the first one. I'm the first one and I always like point out to you know what happened, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to make the case a bit clear,
mm-hmm.
it was eventually we got to know that the ladies, the water had already broken like a month before she came back.
Oh, no.
And actually the child already died.
In the womb, oh no.
But because they were not fresh, she couldn't like tell her what was happening.
Going
to her.
On, yeah.
Hello, I'm very upset.
Nobody was putting that into consideration because evidently they didn't like each other and they were like, okay, she killed her and all sort of things.
Abiodun, thank you so much for joining us from Canada today and sharing your story. And I'm really sorry about the death of your second mom. And, I'm also glad that it didn't end badly for your mom. I'm hoping it doesn't end badly for the woman in this particular story. But, Lagos, share what you think about this one. I shared a story with you from Twitter. A woman who said to her sister-in-law that was preparing for her baby shower, you're not even sure you will make it out alive and you're busy throwing party. Wife went into labor. Wife didn't make it. Wife's family are insisting sister-in-law knows what happened to their child. Sister-in-law is swearing up and down, I was just joking. I am innocent. Everybody's blaming her. Everybody's saying she knew something. You know, it's police matter. People are just dragging her up and down. Have you witnessed a situation like this where someone jokes about a calamity or seems to predict a calamity and then it happens? Especially when that person is not on great terms with the victim. So the sister-in-law in this story wasn't on great terms with this wife that just died. And I'm also asking, depending on your belief, this is either a coincidence or it is confirmation. Where do you stand on things like this? Are there lessons that can be drawn from stuff like this? Do you think that this was something that was spiritual? Or do you think it's just loose-guarded talk that unfortunately ended badly? Especially when you think about the fact that maternal mortality rate in Nigeria is still very quite high. 0700993993993. Coincidence or confirmation? 99.3.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
The same incident happened in my husband's village.
Okay, tell me about
it. Where two women were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one was telling the other woman that you will see what I will do to you.
Hmm.
Unknowingly to her that the other person that was standing hearing her telling that woman you will see what I will do to you went and harmed that woman.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
The woman now died.
Oh, no.
Unknowingly to the other woman that they were quarreling together. So, there is power in the tongue. And at the same time, if one wants to say something, we should watch what we say, so that we will not be held responsible for what we are, we don't know. So, it's a lesson to every one of us.
My sister, thank you very much for calling to share. This power in the tongue thing, does it work for just negative stuff? Because I've been saying that I want to buy a Mercedes, you know, and I've been saying it for years now, and I still don't have a Mercedes. We've got Emmanuel from Ikoyi who says, Sandra, what happened was just a product of coincidence. If that woman wanted to commit any evil, she wouldn't have voiced it out. However, it should serve as a lesson to people who engage in reckless statements. All right, Emmanuel from Ikoyi, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Amadi.
Okay, you need to turn the radio off, Mr. Amadi.
Just a minute. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can. I could hear you before. Talk to me.
Can you hear me, ma?
Yes.
Yeah. Currently, I had an accident.
I'm sorry.
And I had an incident in the working place just... a week interval, just a conversation with an unknown person. He sweared brim and stone that he's going to deal with me. Okay. Whatever we should see, I will see. Just another conversation that I was merely separating what happened. So just a week, I had an accident.
After
so,
the person told you, you will see, you had an accident the next week?
Yeah. I had an accident. Sweater was over for 3 months now. I've not gone out. Even 4 months now. I've been on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it is. Actually, I have the person because it's something he said. After a week, I've forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that is power in the tongue.
Do you think that person is responsible for your accident?
Well, the way he out of anger, whatever he said what he said, either he meant it or he didn't mean it. And sister, I did not. For I left all to God. Well, I know for God who has spared me to a life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a God of vengeance. In as much as I know, I have not offended. I didn't do him any harm.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was just a fight he wasn't wanting to initiate. He now swear heaven and earth. And after a week, the thing happened. So I left him with God. God, who has spared my life, has already started the fight. For keeping me alive today, I believe he has the power. Whatever either he said it intentionally, meaning or not, whatever he has gone. Because there was one thing that made me to believe that he has a hand.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
He said, because when I went to separate that fight, he pushed me.
Okay.
And out of in self-defense, I pulled my palm I was putting on. And when he came the second time, I lashed it on his face. He said it's a taboo in the Yoruba land.
Okay.
To
slap him with
somebody.
Slippers.
It's a taboo in the Yoruba land to hit somebody with a palm that one is using.
Okay.
On the face.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
He sweared heaven and earth. Even at the second that came, I said, please tell him I didn't mean, it wasn't an intention. It was really, because
it was
he came
anger.
To attacking
right,
me.
Right, it was self-defense.
I just had to defend myself.
Right.
So that's all happened. Thank you.
I'm sorry about your accident, but I'm happy that you're here with us and I'm happy that you're recovering. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Kani Sifanyi. He says, minding your business is good business. This is sheer coincidence, but fate has worked against them because of that reckless statement. Chuk Sinikbaja says, one needs to be careful what one says. My dad told me of what happened to him when he was in school. He told a boy, other students suspected to be a wizard, that he will deal with him. 3 days later, the boy fell seriously sick and all the school held my father responsible. coincidence or confirmation? Maybe some of us have powers that we don't realize we have. Christy is here. Christy says, there are many lessons to be learned from that foolish utterance by that lady to her sister-in-law. I believe in the Bible verse that says you are ensnared by the words of your mouth. We are spirit beings and should understand that words are spiritual. This should serve as a deterrent to not just spew words anyhow. It will take a miracle for that careless lady to be let off the hook. It is both coincidental and a confirmation that we are spirit beings. How sad. All right, Christy, thank you for your message. Let's take more calls. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
My name is Adetunji Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, Adetunji. Talk to me.
I have two experiences. One happened to me directly, and the other one I witnessed. I was in the bus.
Okay.
We were going from, I think, from Orile to somewhere.
Okay.
So one woman was, the bus we entered was kind of jacking somehow.
Okay.
And they will stop, they will fix it, and they will continue our journey. They will stop, they will fix it. So out of annoyance, one of the passengers in the bus, a woman, now say, where you people will not repair your motor? Yeah, all you know is just to collect money.
Mm.
So out of annoyance, it came. The conductor now responded to the woman and said, madam, what is your own now? Even you, are you sure that you are going to get home as you are going now?
Ooh.
That it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Before God and man, Sandra,
mm-hmm.
as the woman was about to get down from that same bus,
mm-hmm.
something hold her cloth, and one of her leg is outside, the other one is still inside the vehicle, and the vehicle moved. The driver moved.
Oh, no.
The woman almost died.
Oh,
so everybody
no.
pointed at that conductor and said,
oh.
You should wash your mouth, this guy.
Oh.
You should wash your mouth. You don't talk to her. If the woman has died, they will say, hey, it's me, the conductor that said it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other side. The one that I said that it happened to me
to
directly
you?
Was
yes.
when I was young. Mm-hmm. I was selling at a butchery.
Okay.
Everybody know me. If I mention my name, they will know me. I'm also popular then.
Okay.
So I used to sell cigars, sweet, and all these things. So one of these days, I lost some of my market.
Okay.
So and I was like, and my father has already warned me that I should not go to Lagos Island because we live in Orile.
Okay.
So me going to the island, is I always go to the island because I always finish all my sins if I go to the island.
Mm.
And my mom, so it's not between me and my mom. So this very day, I went to the island and I lost my goods and I was crying. Everybody was just trying to persuade me, you market will cover for you. I said, which market will cover for you? The only thing that can save me from beating this man at home today is for me to have an accident.
Hey.
So I was saying it to myself. Hey. Everybody was trying to persuade me. I said, no, the only thing that can save me from King, from my mommy today, is but I said, but I was not that you just for me to have an accident with my mommy. Sandra, before 5 minutes after I said that, I had an accident.
Oh my God.
The car hit me from behind.
Oh my gosh.
The car hit me from behind, and that was the end of the thing. And truly, that was what saved me that day, because when we get home, after we got to the hospital, the person took me to my house. Fortunately for me and my mom, my dad was not around all through our conversation with the person.
Mm.
So my dad is sitting here, I'm telling you, I never told my daddy what happened that day.
Mm.
So I was not thinking to myself, if I didn't say, the boss should not kill me, that is how I would have died. So ever since then, I started watching my mouth. So there's truly power in tongue. But it's a coincidence, like I said. It might be a coincidence. It's not, somebody doesn't have any power to kill anybody. But at the time that you are saying that, something might just happen.
Something will just catch
people
it.
People will just think it's yes.
Ha.
So I stopped that, and I keep telling people this story. Even my children, I've been telling them this story. Like, you should watch your mouth. Be saying negative things are not positive. I mean, positive things are not negative things.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, hi, how are you? Good evening. I told you the story of a woman who was having a baby shower and her sister-in-law, who she's not really best of friends with, came and jokingly said, you're not even sure you'll make it out alive and you're busy throwing party. And the wife went into labor and the wife died, and the wife's family are blaming the sister-in-law, telling her, you know what happened to our child because you were not even best of friends when she was alive. Sister-in-law is swearing up and down that she was just joking. She didn't mean it. Everyone is blaming her, telling her she knows something. And I'm asking you if you have ever witnessed a situation like this where someone jokes about a calamity or seems to predict a calamity and it happens. And people are sharing their stories with me. I've heard different stories this evening. Goodness. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hello. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Yomi from Ingesha, Sedu.
Yomi, talk to me. Coincidence or confirmation?
I can say it's a coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah, and in everything we do, our world is back up with spiritual utterances, especially when it comes to uttering a word in an angry manner.
Okay.
Or in an offensive way.
Okay.
Because one thing happened when I was in secondary school. This thing happened in secondary school.
Okay.
So we were just joking with one of my friends in school. And I said, I saw you that in my dreams today that your enemy passed on. I said, ah. So in a few minutes, he just said that, no. You know that you passed on. He just said, immediately I rebuke him immediately. And I countered that word immediately to him. That is you. That will pass on, not me, because there's a power in words, in our tongue. Immediately, if I didn't reverse that statement, that moment, it might really come to pass.
Okay.
And it might say it jokingly. It might say maybe like just like that. So I have to pray. Mm. Even when I got home that day, I prayed and I rebuked it and I prayed and nothing happened to me since then. That's why I was saying that it may happen coincidentally, and at times our world are back up with spiritual
power
forces.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Yomi, thank you very much for calling to share. I've got messages on WhatsApp, so let me take a look at some of them. Ali Dinar says, I don't know how to call it in English. In Hausa language, such word is called kabubaka. Okay. Ali Dinar from Agege. But what does it mean, Ali Dinar? Can you tell me what it means? Kabubaka. What does it mean? I've got this one here from Mommy Twins in Ekpe. Mommy Twins says, one should be careful of one's utterances. Some evil people perpetrate the evil declared by an innocent person out of annoyance or costly jokes. Okay. Patrick Abel says, the sure lesson is that people should guard their tongue because there might be a third party to stand on a platform and act out the evil things very swift in action, more swift than positive things. Okay. Why though? Why is it that this power in the tongue thing, it seems to work only when a negative thing has been pronounced, you know? Because all of us have been confessing we want Nigeria to be great. We want Nigeria to be great. Why hasn't our collective power of the tongue made Nigeria great? This message here says, I believe this is a coincidence. When people make reckless utterances, the demonic powers use it against such a person. All right. This one here says, the power in the tongue maxim is applicable to both good and bad situations. It is a realization. Its realization depends on the purposefulness of the speaker. Interesting. Okay. Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-0100-465-7190. WhatsApp is 0800-959-7585. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, good evening. You see this water? It's a very big crime for our place, for Akwa Ibom deal.
Okay.
Except that person, no kid anybody.
Mm.
You just say for somebody, you will see. You understand me? Maybe you should be kept quiet with somebody, or me, I'll be kept quiet with somebody. That person told me that I will see. It's a very big this thing. Or if something do me, or me, I say that with somebody.
Mm.
If something do that person, except he didn't have anybody,
you
not be safe. That person, she will not be safe.
Wow.
It's a very big distinct problem for our place.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, Victor, for calling. 99.3.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir? Hello?
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Simon Brown.
Simon Brown, welcome. Talk to me. Coincidence or confirmation?
President Sandra, you said a word that you don't know why Nigeria is not great. Nigeria is a great country. But I will make a little confession to you this evening, ma. Okay. You know why Nigeria has not been great?
Why?
Because if you can allow me to say this word, please. Because the reason is that the people who are ruling this country are bloodsuckers. They bat with blood. I only want to make that confession to you. If I lie to you, let me not wake up tomorrow. They bat with blood. No, I'm telling you the fact. From the Senate to the governor to president, everybody, they bat with blood. So such people cannot make a country great because God will not want to accept whatever they say. Whenever, once we get it right, when all those things started stop, when it start to stop, so you will see the great of this nation.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Of course, there's no proof of what he has just said. However, assuming but not conceding that he is right, how is it that the positive confessions of almost what 200 and you know something million people, because you take a look at all the politicians right in Nigeria who have political offices in Nigeria, you know, reach 200,000. So that means the rest of us are the majority and the rest of us are confessing positive things about Nigeria, right? Or we're speaking about Nigeria being great and Nigeria working, right? Why hasn't it worked, you know, if you know, power of the tongue, why hasn't that translated to the kind of country that we want? But again, you know, that's this part of the conversation is now tangential to the original conversation that we're having, which is a sister-in-law says about her sister-in-law, you're throwing baby shower. You're not even sure you will make it out alive and you're throwing baby shower. And then the woman goes in to have the child. The woman dies. Now the family members of the woman are hooking the sister-in-law. What did you do to our sister? She's currently cooling in police net. They're accusing her of being behind the death of their sister. And she swears up and down, I was joking. No one's listening to her. And I'm asking if you have witnessed a situation like this before. Have you seen something like that before? Have you experienced it for yourself? Is it confirmation or is it a coincidence?
99.3? Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
First, I have to ask you, please, what part of Twitter are you always surfing and things, eh? Because my own tweets, they don't resemble your own. You get the really good ones. but I believe it's coincidence. I mean, forget. I mean, what really, let me ask a question. Is it that they arrested her for witchcraft or what exactly?
You know how
was
it is.
Was she at the hospital with her?
You know how it is.
Was she the doctor? I mean, I want to know. It's one thing to say something and it happened for you to get arrested for it on based on what?
Yeah.
Ah, good. Now, well, but yeah, she should be more. The lesson learned here is that we need to be careful how we speak.
Yeah.
What we say, especially in this part of the world where we, a vast majority, believe in, you know, otherworldly things.
Yeah.
So you say something, next thing you know, you're in jail for just saying it.
Yeah.
But it's coincidence, pure coincidence.
Coincidence, Shade says. All right, we've got a message here. It will take you months and years to build, but it takes seconds to destroy. It's programming from the devil. A reason will be needed for a death from the devil. All right, we've got this one here from Ajayi Olabode. Ajayi Olabode says, there's a creative power in the tongue. The spirit realm is real. The deed is done. We should watch our tongue. All right, Ajayi Olabode from Igbo. We've got this one here from Stanley in Okota. Stanley says, most of them are coincidence. However, I watch my tongue. And if anyone uses those words against me, I rebuke immediately and move on. I have a belief that nothing will happen and nothing happens at last. All right. Sandra, my name is Mike from Michigan. There's real power in the tongue. Whenever my mother speaks out of anger or when she curses you, whenever she's upset, be very sure it will happen. So she rarely says anything negative when she's angry. All right. More messages here. Have you ever told anyone about your good plans and the plans will be void? That's a food for thought. All right, Patrick Abel, thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Alexandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Paul. Paul, calling from Ajah.
Paul, welcome. Tell me what you think.
Well, to me, I believe it was just a coincidence.
Okay.
After the lady in question didn't say directly that she was not going to make it.
Right.
She said she don't know whether she will make it.
Right.
She didn't say you are not going to make it.
Right.
So if they look at it very well, I don't think she really meant what she said. It was just a coincidence.
Okay. All right. Coincidence, all right. My guy says. Thank you, Paul. 99.3.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very fine, Sandra.
What's your name, sir? Good evening.
Yeah, it's Sandra.
Welcome. Talk to me.
I said I must talk to you. I'm driving because this something happened to me.
Okay.
Yes. There was this somebody my mother brought him from the east to Lagos.
Okay.
He's an Igbo guy. Where am I from, Edo?
Okay.
So we are trading together.
Okay.
And my customer, he has no customer. I introduce him to all my customers. So to cut everything short, at the end of the day, because he's an Igbo man, my customers were all Igbos. He collected all the customers from me.
Okay.
Then with anger, I told him I am going to deal with him.
Okay.
So I just said it. I did not mean anything. I don't even know. I have nothing in me.
Okay.
So I was just in the house one certain evening.
Mm.
He came with three cartons of beer, two bottles of hot, with some people to come and beg me. I said, what is this? He says, since then, this man has not been sleeping. That I told him I am from Edo. I'm going to deal with him. That he has been afraid. You see, all these things are at times depressing my meaning, depressing my knowledge. I said, look, I only uttered it. I didn't mean it.
Mm.
And honestly, I did not mean it. Mm. I thank God nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
So we were all happy. We drank the beer together. I told him, I kept one cut over myself. I said, look, for this one, this is what I will use to do the sacrifice. So honestly, I did not mean anything. So it might be coincidence. Some people might mean it. He did not sleep. I was told he wasn't sleeping. For good 1 week, I got that word.
All right. Have a good day. Good evening. Thank you very much. I know. It's not funny, but it's funny. You know what I mean? Okay. Oh, my gosh. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Turn the radio off, then let's keep talking.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that now. Sorry.
What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Nnamdi,
your radio is on now.
Yeah, no, I'm off it now. Uh-huh. I'm off already now.
Okay, talk to me, Nnamdi.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Talk to me.
I listen to radio too much, but I don't normally call. This one touched me. That is why I call now.
Okay, tell me.
I'm old man. It happened. It's a long story. I don't know if I have the credit to give you this whole story.
Okay.
I was a driver. Even now I'm still driving. I'm 67 years old man.
Okay.
So I was a driver driving the ambassador to Denmark in this Nigeria.
Okay.
And we're only two drivers.
Okay.
The name is Willie.
Okay.
And I'm Nand, right? So
okay.
Now he was there before me.
Mm.
I entered. So every diesel is good to buy diesel. Me, what I do is I tell them I'm a young person. So even in order to there's something like automatic generator.
Mm.
Even if it is 12 o'clock, like the light went off, I will go and start the generator. If this will finish, I will carry, I will pump. I've been doing it, and I'm a young person,
mm-hmm.
like 24, 25, so I don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing all these things. So it happens that the ambassador went on leave and give instruction that Willie must go on leave because Willie doesn't go on leave.
Right.
So when he's going, he went to buy 5 drums of diesel and pack it down. So when office day on there, so we had the manager, they do this. You know, small time, the secretary called me, man, that you go and buy this. I said, no, we have more 4 drums. We only bought 5 before you go.
Mm.
So we have enough diesel. He said, no, you must go and buy. So my dear sister, they give me 125,000 as at 1982.
Jesus Christ.
To go and get a diesel.
Jesus
now,
Christ.
I run to filling station, that will be near Federal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So I announced, I want to buy diesel. I said, how much is the drum? They said 25 naira. I 25,000. So maybe 25 naira or 25,000, my brother and sister. Okay. So they pump this thing, 25 naira. The drum of this udon full. My father is in Lagos here. I just run to where my father is working in CMS. That is see what thing that happened. Oh, see this kind of thing. My dad said I should return the money. Say no, me the bad is doing everything. So if I eat this money, no good. If it affect my job, I run to one of my uncles. He said, let I bring the money, make the job. And then I don't decide to return the money. So as I return the money, 100,000. Yes, I did not show me a receipt that Willie is bringing a drum, 125,000. So nobody know how the ambassador managed to know. So let me call the story short. So I have a junior brother that's getting work somewhere, and he has a car too. That is where normally they repair his car.
Unfortunately, Nnamdi, an advert is going to cut off.